It's crucial that you have realistic expectations regarding your eating and exercise behaviors. During your journey, it's important that you anticipate setbacks at times. Recovery is not a straight line, and recovery is different for each person. However, it is important that when you do have a setback, that you do start to see it as a lapse versus a relapse. One single mistake does not define your recovery, and they're just setbacks and learning curves. An activity that can help with this is lapses versus relapses. This helps us see lapses in behaviour as a learning curve and helps us to look at them and reflect upon them to ensure that they don't happen again or that we've learned from them. Remember, you can revisit sessions at any time, so you may have to undertake this activity further down in your behaviour change. I'm going to take a moment to go through my own example of lapse behaviour and how I used it as a learning curve. When we're looking at learning from our lapses, it's important to have a look at different areas, such as what led to the lapse, what you could do differently, and what you need to do to get back on track. It's also helpful to identify exactly what the behaviour was. As you can see from my example, I listed my lapse behaviour as binge eating. I had a look to see what had happened on that day. From my meal tracker, I could see that I hadn't ate enough on that day. And this is what led to the lapse behaviour, because I was feeling physical hunger. I then started to feel guilt afterwards. The things that I could do differently is having things that are easy to grab and making sure that I've got things like ready meals in the freezer or other quick foods to ensure that I can eat on a regular basis. As I've explained before, sometimes I work long hours and I may neglect myself. The things that I need to do to get back on track is making sure that I eat on a regular basis. So, making sure that I use my tracker to ensure that I'm eating those three meals and a minimum of two snacks. I also had a look at things like planning out my meals, making sure that I was aware of what I was going to eat on what day, and kind of looking at what time as well. Have a go when you are feeling that you have lapsed in your behaviours. Take them as a learning curve and remember, change is difficult, but it is not one single mistake that defines your recovery journey. Instead, you are using this as a learning tool to support your recovery journey. Be proud of what you're doing.